Okay. It's 10 o'clock. We'll go ahead and get started. I'd like to call the 6th Osage Nation Congress to order, 2020 HUNCA session. Today is April the 13th. The time is 10 a.m. I'd just like to welcome everybody back from your Easter vacations. It's good to be here with all of you again, and we'll get started. I've asked Congresswoman Goodfox if she would render our morning prayer. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we just are thankful for your love and your guidance. We ask for forgiveness for our sins and pray for our world, for good health. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse. Congressman Big Horse. Congressman Big Horse, are you here? Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We do have a quorum. I just want to check one more time just because it could be technical difficulties. Congressman Big Horse, are you with us? Okay, next item on the agenda is the approval of the journal. We'll take a few moments to go over the journal.
Can I ask who just entered the call, please?
Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Congressman.
Speaker Tillman, Walker.
Congressman Walker.
Motion to approve the journal.
Second, Stabler.
Motion and a second for the approval of the journal. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Motion passes, the adjournal is approved. Next item is number four, reports of select committees. Do we have any reports of select committees at this time?
Mr. Speaker, this is Congresswoman Pratt.
Congresswoman Pratt.
I do not have a report for select committees at this time, and that's a question I have because I forgot about it. We do have them in our possession, and we can go over them. So either we need to recess to vote on those today, or we can do it tomorrow. It won't take long, but wait, so we either need to recess before third reading to do engrossment or just do it this afternoon and have it ready for tomorrow, whichever you would like to do.
Those are, I believe, all of Congresswoman Edwards's resolutions, correct?
Yeah, there's, I think there's two or three of she sponsored, and then one of Mr. Potts, Congressman Potts.
Okay. All resolutions I see for the employees, different branches. If it's okay with the Congress and the body, I'd just like to postpone them until tomorrow, if that's okay, instead of going into recess.
Okay. Yes, I will make sure to get it done right after session or communicate with the clerk as soon as she's available.
Okay.
The committee already knows, and so we'd be on standby. Thank you.
Are there any other reports of select committees? Seeing none, are there any reports of standing committees? Seeing none, we'll move to bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 2035, an act to establish a plan in Osage law for replenishing the Osage Nation Permanent Fund by fiscal year 2025 and to establish an alternate effective date. I'd also like to read ONCA 2036, an act to amend the Treasury Law at 15 ONC 2311 and to insert section 2323 to require continuous access to financial records to the Osage Nation Congress and add a penalty for preventing access and to establish an alternate effective date. I'd also like to read ONCR 2012, a resolution to approve a new fiscal year 2021 annual revenue projection for the Osage Nation with updated revenues and establish a budgetary outlays for the branches as well as for the next 5 years.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. ONCA 2035, 2036, and 2012 will be signed to the Appropriations Committee.
Next, Mr. Speaker.
You're welcome. Next, we're on General Order Day 1, second reading. ONCA 1963, an act to amend 26 ONC Section 14-105 of the Osage Nation Permanent Fund Act to authorize utilization of funds by appropriation for government operations, government services during a financial emergency, and to establish an alternate effective date. Next is ONCA 20-34, an act to authorize and appropriate $8,166,000 from the Permanent Fund to the Treasury for Osage Nation government operations and government services and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1963 and 2034 were sponsored by myself, and ONCA 2034 was co-sponsored by Congressman Big Horse. Next, we are on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 20-13, an act to amend ONCA 14-39 to revise the compensation of Chief Trial Judge and Associate Judges of the Osage Nation Trial Court in accordance with Article 7 of the Osage Nation Constitution and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is myself. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time?
Edwards, please, Mr. Speaker.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 1, line 39, strike 3 and insert 4.
Second.
There is an amendment with a second. Please continue.
Page one, line 100, strike July 5th, 2020 and insert October 1st, 2020. Second.
Motion and a second. Please continue.
That's all. Thank you.
Are there any other members that have any other amendments to be proposed at this time? Hearing none, ONCA 20-13 will advance to general order day three. Next, we are on motions and notices. Are there any motions and notices?
Mr. Speaker, Congressman Potts.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to notice that the Appropriations Committee will meet today from 1:30 to 3:30.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Any other members, any other motions and notices?
Mr. Speaker.
Congresswoman Pratt.
If that's the only meeting at 1:30, beginning at 1:30, then I would like to ask if we could engross at 10:45.
Yes, yes, ma'am. That'd be fine if that's fine. Good with your committee, that's yes.
All right, then I would like to notice that we'll engross at 10:45. Thank you, Shanna.
Mr. Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would you like a motion to place ONCR 2001, ONCR 2009, ONCR 2010, and ONCR 2011 on third reading on tomorrow's agenda?
I would. After
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 2001, 2009, ONCR 2010, and ONCR 2011 on third reading on tomorrow's agenda after engrossment.
Motion on the floor.
Second.
Motion and a second.
I have a question, point of order. Is that a rule suspension for tomorrow's agenda?
I believe it was.
But why? I'm just asking.
Mr. Speaker, is a point of order.
Congressman Potts.
If it's a suspension to hold it on a general order day two for amendments, it would also be a rule suspension to hold it on general order day three for third reading on tomorrow's agenda. It is a rule suspension.
Thank you. Congresswoman Pratt.
I'm sorry. I guess I wasn't following the numbers. I didn't catch his numbers. So I thought it was the ones that were getting ready to engross. I apologize if that's not the case.
You're fine. We're back to the motion and a second. All
Mr.
those.
Speaker,
Congressman.
As a point of information.
Continue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Point of information is the amendments that you are getting ready to engross, Congressman Pratt.
The amendments that we're going to engross?
Resolutions. It's the resolutions that you are about to engross.
So we need to restate them. Okay, there's a motion.
The resolutions that I'm about to engross. Okay, well, go ahead and say it, however. I just don't think that that's a point of order. Okay, let's move on.
It's a motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor, signify.
Mr. Speaker, as a point of order, can you clarify that it would be a rule suspension?
Point well taken.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
It's a motion on the floor and a second. All those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Any other motions and notices at this time? Hearing none, Chair would entertain a motion to adjourn until tomorrow at 10 a.m.
So moved.
Second.
We are adjourned.